It's this idea of permissionless innovation. The internet caused an explosion of innovation because it was built upon an open architecture. And just like the internet changed the way we communicate, programmable money is going to change the way we pay, allocate, and decide on value. So what kind of world does programmable money create? Well, imagine a world where I can rent out my healthcare data to a pharmaceutical company. They can run large-scale data analysis and provide me with a cryptographic proof that shows that they're only using my data in a way that we agreed, and they can pay me for what they find out. Instead of signing up for streaming services and getting a cable bill, what if my television analyzed my watching habits and recommended well-priced content that fit within my budget that I would enjoy? Imagine an internet without ads, because instead of paying with our attention when we view content, we just pay. Interestingly, things like micropayments are actually going to change the way security works in our world, because once we're better able to allocate value, people will use their money and their energies for more constructive things. If it cost a fraction of a cent to send an email, would we still have spam?